的知音服务员一聆听，今天是2019年8月27日，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Tata Raj 帕布为我们讲解圣帕帕的消失光，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Nama Om Shivaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasyaja Desutadine。So we will start with one of the story between one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples and Srila Prabhupada.
我们首先来讲一个消失光是在圣帕帕德和他的一个门徒之间发生的。
So we find that many devotees have their own idea of how they want to preach.
我们发现有很多奉献者，他们脑子里都有自己的怎么传教的观点。
And one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples was named Bharat Vaj, who was an artist. He painted many of the paintings that we now find in Srila Prabhupada's book.
Srila Prabhupada 有一个门徒，他是个艺术家，在帕帕德的很多书籍当中的插页都是他绘画的。
So he wanted to impress Srila Prabhupada with his own ideas and desire of preaching.
他自己有一套怎么去传教的观点，也有一个愿，也有一些愿望。他想把这些愿望让讲给帕帕听，让他留下深刻的印象。
So when he was receiving his Gayatri Mantra, Bharat Vaj.Who asked, Prabhupada, may I ask you a question?
在第二次启迪的时候，这个门徒就问帕帕的一个问题。是的，帕帕的，我可以问您一个问题吗？
So Prabhupada nodded his head, and then Bharat Vaj said, I would like to go and preach.
是的，帕帕轻轻点了点头。这个门徒就跟帕帕说，我想去传教。
And he was about to keep speaking, but then Srila Prabhupada stopped him.
他正要继续讲下去的时候，圣帕帕德就打断了他。
What do you know about preaching? Srila Prabhupada challenged him.
你对传教你知道些什么呢？Srila Prabhupada就这样对他发出了挑战。
And his disciple, he didn't know what to say.
他的门徒哑口无言。
Then Prabhupada said, preaching means to describe Krishna, to show who is Krishna.
是的，帕帕说，传教就意味着描述 Krishna, 向世人展示 Krishna 是谁。
So I'll repeat that. Preaching means to describe Krishna.
我再重复一遍。传教就意味着描述 Krishna.
So, you, speaking to Bharat Vaj, said you are doing it by your painting.
Srila Prabhupada 接着就对这个门徒说，因此你是通过你的绘画来传教。
So Prabhupada was sitting at a desk and he leaned across the table and he looked into Bharat Vaj's eyes and he said, please try to understand this, Srila Prabhupada.If you don't do this important service, who will do it? So please go on painting.
Srila Prabhupada 就坐在他的小桌子后面，然后身体前倾，双眼盯着门徒的眼睛，对他说道：请你继续绘画。如果你不去作画的话，那么由谁来做这项重要的服务呢？
So Bharat Vaj, he left Srila Prabhupada's room thinking about what Srila Prabhupada had said.
So Bharat Vaj, 这个门徒离开帕帕的房间，脑海里就回想着 Srila Prabhupada 的话语。
He thought, I wanted to tell Srila Prabhupada that I want to go to preach in Russia.
他心里想，我本来是打算告诉帕帕的我要去俄罗斯传教的计划。
Maybe, he thought, maybe if I had told Srila Prabhupada that, he would have said something different to me.
也许我把这个想法透露给帕帕德的时候，他会对我说另外一番话。
But then Prabhupada's words were like an echo in his head, in his mind. And finally, it means, you know, he kept on hearing the same words of Prabhupada again and again in his mind. And then finally, he began to understand them.
但是圣帕帕德的一番话语就在他的脑海中不停地回响。最后，他终于明白了圣帕帕德的含义。Then
he began to realize that just because he could speak the Russian language wasn't a big qualification for preaching.
最后他终于意识到，他会说俄语并不是一个很大的资格。But
by painting a picture of Krishna's name and fame and pastimes, he could preach anywhere and in a universal language that didn't require any translation.
但是通过绘画，他可以描述 Krishna 超然的名字、形象和品质，而这种。 这种宇宙性的语言是不需要任何的翻译。
And the more he was thinking about it, the happier he became to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
他越是思考到这一点，他就是越来越高兴能够以这种方式来执行圣帕帕的命令。
The next day, Srila Prabhupada again met with all the different devotees who were artists.
第二天，圣帕帕德再次会见了所有的艺术家奉献者。So
Bharadvaj wanted to show Srila Prabhupada that he had understood what he had told him.
Bharadvaj 他想向帕帕德展示，他终于明白了圣帕帕德的含义。So
Prabhupada was explaining the meaning of sannyas, and he said sannyas meant to preach.
帕帕德正在解释sannyas的含义，帕帕说sannyas的意思就是传教。
And he said that this sannyasi serves Krishna with his body, with his mind, and his words.
Papa said, Krishna.
So, service with a mind, says Srila Prabhupada, means the intelligence, the artist's special task was to serve Krishna with their intelligence.
师父爸爸就说，以心意服务 Krishna， 意思就是说用他的智性来去服务 Krishna。
So they should serve with their intelligence, not become diverted with many other things.
他们应该怀着智慧去服务 Krishna， 而不是头脑里乱七八糟的有各种各样的观点和想法。
So Bharadvaj thought, yes, now I finally understood the point very clearly, so he decided to speak again.
Prabhupada said,
the other day, you said preaching means to describe Krishna.
这个奉献者就开口说话说，是的，Prabhupada。 前一天您说到传教就意味着描述 Krishna.
Yes, that's Srila Prabhupada. One should offer the words to Krishna through speaking.
是的，Srila Prabhupada 说道，我们应该通过言语把我们的话语供奉给 Krishna.
Bharadvaj became a bit bewildered, you know, and he was thinking, so now Prabhupada is saying we should preach by speaking. So then his desire to preach by traveling and speaking words and not painting came up again. He thought, maybe I shouldn't paint, maybe I should travel and preach.
听到这番话，这个奉献者又感到迷惑了。如果是用言语来传教服务Krishna的话，那也许我不应该去作画，我应该去旅行传教，用我的言语来传教。
So he thought, I've understood, you know, I've understood Prabhupada, but now Prabhupada was giving a bigger explanation, so Bharadvaj was a bit bewildered.
Bharadwaj 本来以为他已经明白圣帕帕德的含义，但听了这番话之后他又有点困惑了。
The artist, he can also preach in the temple to the devotees, said Srila Prabhupada.
艺术家也可以在庙宇里向奉献者们传教，释迦牟尼说道。
But for the most part, he stressed that the artist should sit and paint, and this was going to be their best preaching.
但最重要的，一位艺术家应该坐下来绘画，这应该是他最主要的传教。
So then Srila Prabhupada, you know, he saw that Bharadwaj was a little bit confused. So Prabhupada turned to him and said, So, Bharadwaj, where do you want to go?
那帕帕德看到门徒眼里的困惑的表情，就对 Bharadwaj 说道， Bharadwaj, 现在你想去哪儿呢？
So Bharadwaj felt, oh, Srila Prabhupada is is asking me some trick question here.
这门徒心里都在想啊，现在湿了啪啪的想问我一些含着一些隐含着一些诡计的问题，有一些小花招的问题。
But he felt, oh, what should I say? But then he said, Russia.
他心里想，哎呀，那我应该怎么说呢？然后他脱口而出。俄罗斯。
So the prophet moved his head back in surprise. Russia, he said, and he started laughing.
释迦牟尼就坐直了身体，头往后仰，头后倾到俄罗斯，然后他就开怀大笑了。
And on that final note, Srila Prabhupada finished his conversation with the artist.
然后他就以这个最后的这一个句子结束了整个的对话。
Then Bharadwaj thought, "Okay, I've been a fool two times in front of Srila Prabhupada with Bharadwaj."
Bharadwaj 心里想，哎呀，我已经在帕帕面前已经露丑了两次了，我已经变成了两次傻瓜。
And he thought, "When will I learn?" He thought, "Srila Prabhupada just wants me to paint."
我什么时候才能学会释迦牟尼希望我去做绘画呢？
So one should follow the desire of the spiritual master and do the service that he's been requested.
因此，一个人应该去满足他的灵性导师的愿望。
I remember before that that disciples would be given.Direct instructions by the spiritual master.
我记得以前门徒们都会直接得到灵性导师的直接训谕。
And the disciples would consider that a great blessing that they received the direct instruction.
门徒们会把他们从灵性导师那得到的直接训谕当成他们终身学到的这课程。
Can you think of a direct instruction that?Srila Prabhupada received from his spiritual master?
你们还能不能想起来Srila Prabhupada从他自己灵性导师那得到了哪个训谕呢？
If you can think of one, you can type it in the comments so we can read it out.
如果你们想起来就在这个对话框中打下来，这样我们就可以读出来。
And then when we finish the next story, we will go back to it.
我们讲完下一个故事之后，我们再回到这个话题上。
So, another story. Srila Prabhupada said that one had to first become acquainted with Krishna in order to love him. That means, acquainted means get to know him. So, Srila Prabhupada said that we first of all have to get to know Krishna before we can, so that we can love him.
释迦牟尼常常说，在我们爱 Krishna 之前，首先我们要熟悉 Krishna， 了解他。
The more you know about somebody, the more you can love them.
你越是了解一个人，才能越爱戴他。
So as a representative of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada attached the devotees to himself. and then he attached them to Krishna service. So first the devotees became attached to their guru, and then the guru gave them service for Krishna.
师父爸爸的身为 Krishna 的代表，就让门徒们对他产生了依恋之情。门徒们首先是了解了师父爸爸的，然后通过了解，才更加依附于对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
So in the Vedic scriptures, it says that Krishna reveals himself to the tiny spirit soul through the spiritual master.
在韦达文献当中说， Krishna 通过灵性导师，把他自己揭示给渺小的微不足道的个体灵魂。
The Srila Prabhupada attracted the devotees through books, through his lectures, through the Maha Mantra, and many other ways that we find in the process of Bhakti Yoga.
Srila Prabhupada 是通过他的书籍、讲座以及Maha Mantra 以各种各样的方式让世人了解了 Krishna 之觉。
And he also developed individual relationships with disciples based on what was sometimes just ordinary things. So Prabhupada would develop a relationship even just with simple things.
常常圣帕帕德会通过一些非常简单的事情来发展 每个门徒跟他自己的亲密关系。
For example, if he had met the devotee's parents, he might regularly ask the devotees about the well-being of their father and mother.
比如说，如果他会见过一个门徒的父母亲，他就会时常提起，向门徒提起他父母亲的状况，向他们问安。
Or he might accept a gift or a mango or anything, something that he might need it.
或者是他可能向门徒要一些他个人所需的物品，比如说像芒果。
So, one Prabhupada disciple, his name was Chandan Acharya. And Srila Prabhupada had an ongoing relationship because of an Amiga watch. Amiga is a brand of watch.
Srila Prabhupada 有一个门徒名字叫 Chandan Acharya. 他就因为一款名表的原因跟这个门徒发展起了关系。
So when Chandan Acharya received first initiation, he gave Srila Prabhupada a very expensive watch as his Guru Dakshin.
在Chandan Acharya第一次启迪之际, 他献给Srila Prabhupada一块名表作为Guru的献礼。
You don't need this watch? Asked Srila Prabhupada.
你自己不需要这块表吗? Srila Prabhupada问他。
Well, you gave me something very special in the Maha Mantra, so I'm giving you something which is most special for me.
因为您给了我特殊的礼物，就是Maha Mantra, 所以我也要把对我自己最珍贵的一个特殊礼物献给您。
The watch had been given to Chandanacharya by his father, and Chandanacharya considered that his most valuable possession.
这块表是他自己的父亲亲手赠予他的，所以Chandanacharya把这块表视为珍贵的礼物。
So Srila Prabhupada was very happy to receive the gift, and he explained to Chandanacharya that giving and accepting gifts was one of the six kinds of loving exchanges in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada 获得这块表的礼物之后感到非常的高兴，他就跟 Chandanacharya 说，接受以及赠予礼物是奉献者之间六项交流之一之二。
So then this watch became the basis for a series of conversations over 1 year between Srila Prabhupada and his disciple.
所以在接下来的一年当中呢，Srila Prabhupada 和这位门徒之间发展起了非常严肃的对话关系， 他这个对话对话的基础就是从这块表发展起来的。
So because the watch was running a little slow, Chandanacharya asked Srila Prabhupada, can I get the watch back and I will get it cleaned and fixed and everything, and then I'll give it back to you again.
因为这块表走越走越慢，所以 Chandanacharya 有一次就跟 Srila Prabhupada 说道，我能不能把这块表拿回来，我先把这块表整个的清洁一番，然后重新调整一番再还给您呢。
So Srila Prabhupada agreed.
Srila Prabhupada 就同意了。
So and then you know he gave the watch, you know he got the watch fixed and then he gave it back to Srila Prabhupada.
他Srila Prabhupada把这表给了门徒，最后门徒又把它还给Srila Prabhupada。
So many months later,Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, which is a big farming community in America. So Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, and Chandanacharya, along with hundreds of other devotees, you know, went to see Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada, you know, received all the devotees very nicely.
过了几个月之后，是在新温达文举办了一个重大的活动，有上百位门徒就前来会见他们的灵性导师 Chandanacharya 也是其中之一。
So Srila Prabhupada was wearing the watch, and when he saw Chandanacharya, he said, this is a very nice watch, do you have a watch?
Srila Prabhupada 手上就戴着这块名表，当他见到门徒的时候对他说道，这块表非常好，你自己有没有表呢？
Then Srila Prabhupada instructed his servant to give his old watch to Chandanacharya.
Srila Prabhupada 随后就让他的仆人把他自己的表送给 Chandanacharya.
So Prabhupada instructed his servant to give his old watch to Chandanacharya, and Srila Prabhupada said, oh, I've replaced the band for the watch with another band, you know, with a wrist one that, you know, can stretch.And he said, it's much easier for me to put it on and off.
Srila Prabhupada 就跟他说，我那块原来的那块表，它摘戴不太容易，因为它不是那种灵活的可以伸缩的表链，所以我把这块原来的表就给你。
So Srila Prabhupada also gave him the old band back with the watch that he gave him. And the band smelled very nicely because Srila Prabhupada used to get massaged every day, so the watch band also smelled of the sandalwood oil that Srila Prabhupada would get massaged with. So the watch band also smelled of that sandalwood oil.
A little bit of a band. What does band mean?
It's like the watch, you has a watch band. You know, there's the watch and then how you put it onto your arm.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Srila Prabhupada had taken the watch band off the watch, off the Omega watch, and he put on a metal one, you know, like a spring one that you could just, you know, old people, instead of having to to close it, you know, it had like So Chandanacharya received that old band from Srila Prabhupada's watch, and he noticed how the band smelled of sandalwood oil, because, you know, when Srila Prabhupada would get massaged, so the oil went into that watch band, and so the watch band smelled like Srila Prabhupada, so he was very happy to get that.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada keep the watch, but return the band to the disciple, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And he gave him one of his own watches.
Okay.
Because he had said to him, do you have a watch? And he said no. So then Prabhupada told his servant, you know, give Chandan my old watch.
With the band also.
No, well, the watch that he gave to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, Prabhupada, I know
that. But then what he did is he put the band on the watch that Srila Prabhupada gave him, so then he could always smell Srila Prabhupada on that watch that Prabhupada
gave him. Okay, understand. 是这样的，就是Srila Prabhupada 他问门徒你自己有没有表， 所以这个门徒就老老实说我没有表。圣帕巴德就把他自己亲自戴以前戴过的手表送给了让自己的仆人送给了这个 Chandanacharya。同时因为圣帕巴德他不习惯以前的那个手表的表带，所以呢他换上了一个金属的表带，那又把这个原来的旧的手表的表链还给了 Chandanacharya。 但是因为师傅每天按摩，所以这个旧的表链它就带着一股檀香的香味儿。所以呢这个 Chandanacharya 他接到这个礼物之后，他就把这个表的表链换到了师傅帕帕送给他的这个表上。
So as the devotees were sitting together in Srila Prabhupada's small room, Srila Prabhupada admired his watch, his Omega watch that he got.
所以当圣帕帕德和门徒一起坐在房间里的时候呢，圣帕帕德就开始赞赏起他得到的这个 Omega 表。
So he said, the only difference with this watch, he said, is that it doesn't tell me the day or the date. And the old watch that I gave you, it does.
圣帕帕说，这两块表唯一的区别就是这块 Omega 表它不会，它没有那个显示这个日期，而我给你的那块旧表呢，它显示了日期。
Then Chandanacharya said, Prophet, I can give you a little calendar, and it will fit on the band, and then you can just change it every month.
然后 Chandanacharya 就跟帕帕说，这个帕帕，我可以送给你一块日历，你可以把这个日历安在你的表链上，这样呢，你每个月就能知道具体的日期了。
The prophet said, "Yes, that'll be good." So in the following weeks, there were further letters. Srila Prabhupada would, you know, because Chandanacharya would mail Srila Prabhupada the little calendars, and Srila Prabhupada would write back and thank him.
那么接下来的时候几个月呢，师的爸爸和这个门徒之间呢就有这种通信往来。每一次呢，查德纳查尔都给帕帕德写信，把这个具体的日期告诉他，然后师的爸爸就回信感激他，就这样发展起这种关系。
So many months later, they again met in New York and talked more about watches.
几个月之后呢？他们又在纽约又相遇了，他这次话题呢又从这个表开始。
How is your watch? Asked Prabhupada.
师的爸爸问他，你的表走得怎么样啊？
Oh, it's good, Srila Prabhupada. How's yours?
不错，走的。那爸爸，您的表走得好不好呢？
He said, it's slow.
师的爸爸说，这个表越走越慢。
He said, why are they cheating like this?
Why? Sorry?
Why are they cheating like this?
Because
he said it's slow. And then he said, why are they cheating me like this?
Yeah. 那师的爸爸就说，为什么这块表走得慢，然后这样来骗我呢？
He said, it's such an expensive watch, and you even took it to be fixed. And still, it's slow, 1 minute or 2 minutes every day.
这块表这么名贵，而且你还拿去把这块表又重新安装了一遍，但是现在仍然每天都每天都慢一分钟或者两分钟。
This watch, said Chandanacharya, and he put up his arm to show the watch that he had been given by Srila Prabhupada. He said, this watch is about 5 minutes fast every day.
然后 Chandanacharya 就举起他的手腕子把这个表给帕帕看，然后说道，是的帕帕，这块表每天都快五分钟。
Well, at least it has a good qualification, said Srila Prabhupada. It's fast.
那至少他还有一个很好的资格，因为他走的是快的。
So Chandanacharya and the other devotees present were laughing with Srila Prabhupada about the cheating defects of the watches.
Chandana Acharya 和在场的其他奉献者就开怀大笑起来，因为他们对于这个表的欺骗本性就 为此而感到可笑。
So Kirtanananda Maharaj was also present, and he brought Srila Prabhupada a plate of prasada.
在场的 Kirtanananda 就给帕帕端来了一盘 prasada。
So Prabhupada took a bite and then he distributed the rest of the prasada to everybody else. And he had brought some sweets, you know, a tray of sweets.
Srila Prabhupada 他咬了一口之后吃了一口，然后就把这盘水果普沙的连同他自己带来的甜品派给了在场的奉献者。
So the Prabhupada said, Kirtananda, I just tried to make the sandesh the way you showed me, but it never comes out the way you make it. I did everything just how you showed me.
This is what Kirtananda said.
Yes, he said it. He said, you know, I did everything you told me, but it just doesn't seem to come out the same way, like when you make it.
Okay. Kirtananda 就对 Srila Prabhupada 说， Srila Prabhupada
means because I'm expert, you know.
Okay. 然后 Srila Prabhupada 他就头微微的。微微的晃到了一边，然后就对 Kirtananda 说，这是技巧。
So in different ways, with different disciples, Srila Prabhupada would have exchanges with them, and he would bring them all towards Krishna, even while he was talking about watches and cooking.
Srila Prabhupada 就是以各种各样的微小的方式就不是呢，走得越来越近。
Yeah. So, did anybody type in the answer to the question?
Sumuki Rada, 有没有奉献者在那个板上打上一个的问题的回答呢？啊，我回答了。Srila Prabhupada, Sumuki Radha answered the question. That
no, not Sumuki. Not Sumuki. I want somebody listening. I know Sumuki knows the answer. I want somebody listening. If nobody listening wants to give an answer, then maybe I should stop talking.
不是 Sumuki Radha 主持人来回答，而是在场的听众奉献者。如果是在场都没有奉献者聆听，那我就不再说了。
If nobody answers, that means nobody's listening.
如果没有人回答的话，意味着更没人在听。
Simple question. What can you think of one specific instruction that Srila Prabhupada got from his spiritual master?
你们能不能
that made his life successful?
Srila Prabhupada 是从他的灵性导师那得到了哪一条训谕，然后他执行了之后就让他的生命成功的呢？
Anybody?
Charu Teacher, David Darcy.
Okay.
Okay, 他的回答是帕帕的灵性导师他有因缘向西方世界传教。 Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master askedhim to preach to the Western world through English.
Yes, very good. And this was the perfection of his life, right?
And also free and easy answer question also.
Okay, very good.
So we see
that Srila Prabhupada, you know, he followed the directions. He got some specific instructions.And he followed those instructions, and for him, he achieved the perfection of life because of that.
我们看到师的爸爸他执行了命令，聆听导师的命令，通过这样的执行，让他的生命达到了完美和成功。
So one should never ignore the instructions of the spiritual master.
一个人永远不应该忽视灵性导师的训谕。
But rather we should know that to get the instructions is the blessing in one's spiritual life.
相反，我们应该深知得到能够得到灵性导的信誉是对一个人的生命的祝福，可以让他生命达到成功。
Okay, let's read another story then.
好，我们下面再读另外一个故事。
So Srila Prabhupada was talking with an Indian guest, and you know, he was a well-wisher of ISKCON. Many Indian people there, they're well-wishers. They want the best for ISKCON.
有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada就跟一个印度的绅士谈话。这些印度很多印度绅士是我们印度的我们运动的祝福者。
So this guest, he kept telling Srila Prabhupada that, you know, your Back to Godhead magazine is very nice, but it would be much more popular if you could get it published in all the different Indian languages, like Gujarati, Maharati, and so on.
这位印度绅士就是对Srila Prabhupada说，你的回归神手杂志是非常成功的。非常好的，但是如果能用各个印度的地方语言发表出版是更好的，比如说 Gujarati 和 Maharati 这样的地区。
Then Srila Prabhupada said that's not possible for us. He said that's for you Indian people to do. You can do that.
Srila Prabhupada 回答他说，这对我们来说是不可能的，你们可以去做。
Then, But if you don't have any time,
如果你们没有时间
in other words, whenever we ask you to do something, you never have any time. You're always too busy.
他的意思就是说，我每次我们要求你们做事情呢，你们总是借口没有时间，没有时间。
Then he said to him, "You're always busy with your daughter's marriage, so you always want to just only give advice. You never want to do anything."
你都忙着你的女儿把女儿嫁出去，无论我给你什么样的建议，你都不去做。
I'm busy," said the man with surprise.
我很忙碌吗？这个印度绅士就回答道。
Yes, everyone," said Srila Prabhupada. "Every Indian is always busy with his own affairs."
是的，每一个印度人他们都会说我很忙，我很忙，我很忙。
You come, you want to give advice, that's all. You want to give free advice, but yourself, you won't do anything.
你们来，你们总是提出各种各样的建议，可是你们自己却无所事事。
No, the man protested.
不是的，这个男子就开始抗议。
But Srila Prabhupada knew better.
但Srila Prabhupada更了解印度人。
He said, I see this is going on. He said, I have full experience with Indians. They would come, they give some advice, but then they're too busy because they have to arrange their daughter's marriage. That's all.
但是Srila Prabhupada更了解印度人的品性。你们总是来，你们提出建议，然后呢，你们又没有时间去做，因为你们忙着你们自己女儿的婚礼。
Well, the man said, you know, trying to defend himself, he said, you know, there are different types of Indians, you know.
然后这个印度男子就开始为自己辩护。Srila Prabhupada, 你知道印度人可是有各种各样的印度人呢。
He said, well, said Srila Prabhupada, that type that wants to give advice, he said, they're 99%.
然后Srila Prabhupada说，喜欢给建议的印度人是99%的人都喜欢的。
So those 99%, all they will do is advise. They'll never do anything. That's what's going on.
有99%的印度人都会来给我们提出各种各样的建议，然后他们自己什么也不去做，就仅此而已。
And of course, Srila Prabhupada knew because he, you know, he grew up in the Indian culture. He knew exactly how the Indian people are.
因为Srila Prabhupada自己就是在印度文化当中长大的，所以他就深知这个印度文化。
So Prabhupada had full experience of how to deal with Indians.
Srila Prabhupada 他非常擅长跟印度人打交道。
And let's find one more story.
我下面再讲一个故事。
So one of Srila Prabhupada's sannyasi disciples had gradually, you know, started giving up following, and he had stopped following the principles.
他怕的有一个托钵僧门徒，他慢慢的就放弃了严格遵守规范原则。
So he had allowed his hair to grow. He stopped wearing a dhoti.
他让自己蓄发，并且不再穿兜提。
So despite these things, this devotee thought that he could still be a spiritual leader.
即便他自己的行为举止是这样的，他仍然觉得自己还是一个灵性的领袖。
So when he came to visit Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada told him he would never be successful unless he followed the standard practice of Krishna consciousness.
当这位sannyasi门徒来到Srila Prabhupada的面前，见他灵性导师的时候，Srila Prabhupada告诉他，如果他不严格的遵守规范原则，他永远不会在 Krishna 知觉当中取得成功。
So then Srila Prabhupada told the story.
接下来Srila Prabhupada讲了一个故事来阐明这一点。
So the servant of a rich man, came in front of his master one day, and he told him of an interesting yogi he had seen at the river.
有一个妇人，他有一个仆人，有一天来见他的主人，然后，这个 the master told the servant, right?
No, the servant told the master. Oh, okay. He had seen somebody interesting in the river.
然后这个仆人就开始跟他的主人讲，说他在河边呢看到一个非常有趣的现象，看到一个很有趣的人。
So the yogi said he could stand the cold water all night without receiving any, you know, without any heat. He could just stay in the cold water.
这个瑜伽师呢，他可以在这个河水冰冷的河水里待一整整一晚上过夜。
So the yogi said, I'm prepared to gamble, to have a bet, you know what is to have a bet? That means yes, you can do it. No, you can't do it. And then they offer. So he said, "I wager anybody can prove that, you know, that I can do this. So you know, I'm prepared to wager with anybody."
这个瑜伽师就宣称说，我可以跟任何人打赌，来证明我自己能够做到这一点。
Yeah. So when the rich man heard this, he said, okay, I will wager against the yogi that he can't do it.
当这个妇人听到这个赌注的时候，就接受了这个挑战，说，好吧，我来下赌注，这个瑜伽师他不能在冰冷的河水里站一夜。
So the yogi went into the water, and the rich man and the servant went home.
这个瑜伽师呢，就来到了，进入了河水里，而这个妇人和仆人就回了家。
So the next day, the word came that the yogi had stayed in the water all night.
那第二天早上传来消息说，这个瑜伽师在这个河水里站了一整夜。
So the rich man went to see the yogi, and yes, he was still standing in the cold water.
这个妇人就来到了河边，看到瑜伽师仍然站在冰冷的河水里。
So, you know, the yogi had won the wager.
所以这个瑜伽师赢了在这场赌注当中。
Then a friend of the rich man said, wait, you see that light?
You see that why?
Light.
Yes. 然后那个the friend of the rich man,
he said, look in the distance, you see? There's a light on top of that temple.
OK， 然后这个富人他有一个朋友，然后就说："等等等等，你看，在远处那个，有一个庙，这个庙顶上呢就发光呢。
Then the rich man said, "You see, by the mystic power, this yogi has taken the heat of that light to keep warm in the water, so we shouldn't pay him."
嗯，然后这个富人的朋友说："你看，他凭借他自己的玄秘力量。"然后从这个庙宇屋顶上发出的光，获取了能量，来让他自己保持温度，能够站在冰冷的河水里站一夜。
So then the rich man and the servant went back to the house.
这个富人和仆人就回了家。
So then the rich man asked the servant, "Can you quickly cook me some breakfast?"
这个富人就跟仆人说："你给我做一顿早餐。"
But after waiting for some time, nothing was coming.
但是他等了好久，早餐都没有到。
So he called the servant and he said, "What's going on?" But the servant said, "Please wait, please wait. I'm cooking."
这个富人就召唤他的仆人，但是这个仆人就回答说："等等等等，我正在做饭呢。"
Then the rich man was waiting, but it got later and later, and no food was coming.
这个富人等啊等啊等，这个早餐始终没有等到。
So then he demanded from the servant, and the servant kept on saying, "No, I'm cooking. It's going to be nearly ready. It's going to be ready very soon."
这个富人不停地召唤他的仆人，但是这个仆人每次回答都说："等等等等，我正在做呢。"
So then the man got angry and he walked into the kitchen. He said, "What is this cooking?"
最后，这个主人终于不耐烦了，来到了厨房里，就问："你这怎么做饭呢？"
So then when he came into the kitchen, he saw there was some very strange arrangement.
当他来到厨房的时候，他看到一幕奇怪的景象。
On the floor, there was a very small fire on the floor. And then there was like a tall bamboo, like a tripod, very high up, and the near the ceiling, the pot was hanging of the small light.
How about bamboo?
You know, bamboo, the thing they use.
Yeah, I know.
So they put like a tripod, you know, so like a so you know, they put it like so like a tripod means three bamboos, and they were tied together on the top and then spread out down the bottom. And then at the very top, then the pot was hanging from the top of the bamboo.
OK，然后那个就是这个在厨房的地上呢，有一个很小的一个小火苗，在这个火苗上面呢是有三个竹棍绑在
And it
一
was
起的
obvious.
竹棍，然后就架在这个火苗上，在这个屋顶上呢，吊着一个锅。
So it was obvious that the little flame on the floor was never going to reach the pot because the pot was, you know, hanging from the ceiling practically.
显而易见呢，这个地上的小火苗是根本不能把屋顶上这个锅里的食物煮熟的。
So what do you think you're doing?" said the rich man.
这个富人就对他吼道："你在干什么？"
"Well," said the servant, "if you say that the yogi was keeping warm in the water with that light from the temple many, many kilometers away, then I'm also cooking."
这个仆人就对他的主人回答说："如果你觉得那个瑜伽师可以从几公里外的庙宇屋顶上发出的光取热的话，取暖的话，那么我也是以同样的方式在做饭啊。"
So the rich man could understand that the servant was unhappy with how he had cheated that yogi. So he went and paid the yogi his money.
这个富人明白了，这个仆人对于他，不给瑜伽师付这个酬金，因为他说的这番话而感到对他自己不满意，所以呢，他就来到河边，把这个钱给了瑜伽师。
So when Srila Prabhupada told the stories, the devotees, you know, were waiting. They thought, "Is there something else to be told?" But Srila Prabhupada stopped the story there. So they were thinking, "So what's the story?"
然后施乐帕帕就停到了这里，在场的奉献者，聆听的奉献者，然后他们就很惊讶。
So then Srila Prabhupada explained it, the philosophical point.
Srila Prabhupada 开始解释。
And he said, if you want to cook, you have to cook according to the right method.
他的解释是，如果你要做饭的话，你要让按照正确的方法来做饭。
So he said, if you want to cook, you have to keep the flame close to the fire. You have to keep the fire close to the pot. Otherwise, the food will never cook. It will never work.
你要做饭的话，必须让这个锅离火苗很近，不然的话，永远煮不熟饭。
So he said, so he said to her about this disciple who had, you know, who stopped following properly. He said, you may be chanting. He said, but if you're not following the process, what good is your chanting?
是的话，就对这个。Sannyasi 就指这个 Sannyasi 的事例说道，你可能在念诵，但是如果你不按照这个程序这个方法去做的话，那你的念诵有什么用呢？
And he said, if you want to get the results of chanting Hare Krishna, said you have to follow the correct method for chanting Hare Krishna.
如果你想得到唱诵 Hare Krishna 的结果，你必须要遵守唱诵 Hare Krishna 的方法。
Okay, that's it for today.
好，那么今天我们就讲到这里。
Maybe anybody have any comments, questions?
也许有人有一些问题或者是评论。
So in other words, Srila Prabhupada often would use such stories to demonstrate a point.
换句话说，释迦牟尼佛经常是讲故事来阐明他自己的要点。
Because generally people don't understand philosophy so easy, so that's why Srila Prabhupada would often use stories and different examples so that devotees would understand the points that he was trying to make.
因为普通人、一般人他们不很难理解哲学，很深奥的哲学，所以释迦牟尼佛就经常讲故事，或者是举一些例子来阐释他的哲学观点。
And at the same time, the devotees would enjoy these discussions, and it would make them more attached to Srila Prabhupada.
奉献者们都津津乐道的喜欢聆听这些故事，而且他们也越来越依附自己的聆听导师了。There's a question from Free and Easy. 感恩老师和翻译的精彩讲课。请问我感觉奉献者都特别忙，事情也很多，通常都没有时间关心周围的人和事，显得有些特别，对人可能让人觉得冷漠，对事就是让人觉得他只知道 Krishna。那我该怎么对待这样的情况呢？Thank you for the wonderful lecture. My question that
I didn't tell you a lecture, I just told some stories.
他不说我并没有讲课，我只是在讲故事而已。My question that my feeling is the devotees are all very busy. They have a lot of things to do. Usually they don't have time to care about people and care about events of around them. It seems that the devotee seems very special. People in general feel that the devotee is a little bit indifferent. And devotees only knew Krishna. People in general feel that a devotee only know Krishna.How should I deal with this such situation?
It's a question of maturity.
这个是一个成熟度的问题。
You know, parents are often very busy also.
父母亲也很忙碌。
But they also make time for their children and their family.
可是他们总会有时间来关心自己的孩子。
You know, they have to go to work, they have to do so many different things, they have to maintain the household, but they also give attention to you know, their family members.
父母亲也要去上班，也要去处理周围的事情，也要关顾一些家庭的事务，但是他们总会有时间来关心自己的孩子。
So the devotees are our real family members.
奉献者才是我们真正的家人。
So we should make time for our family members. We shouldn't be indifferent to everybody. We should see what is important, who we should be. You know, it is not even so much...The quantity of time you spend, but the quality of time that you spend with somebody that is very important.
因为奉献者才是我们真正的家人，所以我们应该抽时间来关心奉献者，并不在于我们花很多的时间跟奉献者在一起，而在于我们跟奉献者在一起的时间质量。
Srila Prabhupada didn't spend long time with people, but he spent quality time with them.
Srila Prabhupada 跟人们待在一起的时间并不是很久，但是他的时间的质量却是独一无二的。
And Srila Prabhupada was never indifferent towards his disciples. He was always very loving and caring.
Srila Prabhupada 总不会对奉献者漠不关心，他总是热爱他的奉献者，并且关怀奉献者。
So you have to make time.
所以奉献者应该花时间。
And stop wasting time on other useless things.
而不要把时间浪费在那些无用的事情上。
Devotees are very important. Relationships with the devotees are the most important thing in our Krishna consciousness.
在 Krishna 知觉当中，跟奉献者的关系是首当其冲的。啊，我们什么 Sumukhi Radha 的 Dasi 的。问题，感恩帕布的精彩讲课和马达吉的翻译，请问我们如何知道自己在奉爱服务中的定位？什么才是自己最适合去做的呢？Thank you for your wonderful lecture and the translation. My question is that how can we know our situation, our position in devotional service? What's the most suitable things to do?For me, this is the first part and the second part.
Yeah.
The second part is that 我们什么服务都想做，但是显然每件都做并不能做得很好。如何找到最适合自己做的服务呢？需要询问顾问吗？The second part is we want to do a lot of service. We want to do every service, but obviously, if we do every service, cannot do it very nicely. How can we find the most suitable things for us for our devotional service? Should we ask our spiritual masters?
Yeah, ask the spiritual master.
是的，询问guru，灵运导师。
Because often we don't know ourselves what it is that we can do.
We don't know ourselves.
Sometimes we don't even know ourselves what it is that we should do for Krishna.
Okay. 因为有的时候我们甚至我们自己都不知道我们应该为 Krishna 做什么服务。
So consult with your spiritual master, consult with the devotees.
你可以问灵性导师，可以咨询奉献者们。Okay, the next. That's all?
Last question, yeah, I have to go.
There are two more questions. 下一个是插入 teacher, 感恩帕布感恩翻译。我很想专注念诵，但很难控制心意。如何提高念诵质量？谢谢。I want to chant very attentively, but cannot control my mind. It's very difficult. How can I enhance the quality of my chanting? Thank you.
You want to know how to control your mind while chanting?
你是想知道在你在念诵的时候怎样控制心意，对吗？ How can I improve the quality of my chanting?
Well, that's a whole seminar question. We can talk for a long time on this topic, but the essence is is to listen to one mantra at a time.
你这个问题可以开一个研讨会，是需要很多的时间。但是精华来说，就是你念诵的时候应该聆听你念诵的每一个曼陀罗。
The essence of all good chanting is chant and listen to one mantra at a time. And if you can chant, you know, one mantra nicely, then you can chant the next mantra and try to listen to that one nicely.
那么所有念诵的精华都是念诵并且聆听每一个曼陀罗。如果你能把当下的每一个曼陀罗念诵和聆听好，那么你也可以 聆听和念诵好下一个曼陀罗。
Whatever mantra you've chanted, that's gone now. You know, you can't change what you chanted, but what you chant right now, you can make it good. So start right now.Chant nicely and listen very carefully to each mantra. In this way, if you do this consciously every time, then your chanting will improve very quickly.
你所能做的就是只是针对面对眼下你正在念诵这个曼陀罗。如果你能念诵和聆听，有知觉的、有意识的去聆听和念诵当下的每一个曼陀罗，慢慢的。就可以能提高这个念诵的质量了。
Okay, any more?
Okay, the next is comment. 感恩老师翻译，提高时间的质量，慢慢成熟，顶拜大家。Thank you. I should 提高时间的质量，慢慢成熟。I guess that he wants to show his determination to be more mature because of the question about how to deal with devotees. He wants to become more mature and to have more quality time with devotees around her. And he wants to show pay obeisance to everybody.
Okay. Very nice. So, I don't know what the question is.
This is not question, but it's the second part of the question she raised above about how to deal with the devotee because the devotee are very busy and they have no time to care about the people around them. They only know Krishna. They don't know anything else. So this is the second part of the question. After the listening to the answer, she said she's very grateful for the teacher and translator, and she.Have more quality time and become more and more mature gradually. And she pay her business. She's grateful for everybody.
Well, my business is also to all the devotees.
我也顶拜大家。
So thank you very much.I have to take another call now, and thank you very much for your wonderful translation work, and I hope that we can speak again soon. Hare Krishna.
好，他不说他也顶拜大家。那我们今天的早课部分就到这里，因为帕布马上接下来要接另外一个电话，打一个另外一个电话，所以感谢大家的聆听。也感谢 Sumukhi Radha 的主持，也感谢听聆听的所有 Vaishnava 奉献者以及他们的问题。Hare Krishna!
Haribo, Haribo, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai!